All right, here we are.
Here we are.
Welcome to the first episode of Rock in a Hard Place.
Rock in a Hard
Place.
Yes. This is James.
I'm John Micah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are Cutlass.
We are Cutlass.
Over two decades.
Over two decades.
In Cutlass together.
Three in metric. I don't know how that works. Math is weird.
Especially when you start adding metric and imperial measurements.
But yeah, we've been in a band together for the last 20 years, and we've been all over the world. We've gotten to see some pretty incredible things. We've seen amazing things. We've seen scary things. We've seen funny things. We've been through heartbreak together. It's been...
A lot.
Packed 20 years.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It's been crazy. So yeah, you're probably like, what is this podcast?
Yeah. Why are you starting a podcast?
Yeah. Why? You may know who we are just through our music.
Sure.
But we actually feel like we have a lot of things that we'd like to share.
Absolutely.
Both personally, things we've gone through, spiritually, emotionally, mental health seasons of our lives.
Yes.
I would say trauma in our lives.
Yes.
And how that's affected us, how it's sculpted our music, how it's affected who we are today, how it's shaped our faith.
Our partnership and our friendship together
totally,
too. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of things that have, the whole thing has just been a journey, and we've learned a lot from it. It's been a hard journey, a fun journey.
At times a little bit like heading towards Mordor, like, you know, for my Lord of the Rings nerds out there.
Yeah.
It's been a perilous journey sometimes.
Yes.
It felt that way at least.
Yes. And I think to all the listeners, like, I think you guys will be surprised at a lot of these stories. You know, throughout our career, people get to see the best hour and a half of our day.
Right.
We get
on
stage.
It's like Instagram. It's like a curated feed. Yeah.
And they get to see all the lights and the sound and the production, and they're like, whoa, that must be awesome.
Yeah.
But there is a whole bunch that happens the other 23 hours of the day.
Yes.
That is not always awesome. And I'm not saying I'm not grateful or thankful for the career that we've had.
Like, absolutely.
We've gotten to do some incredible things, and we want to share those stories.
Right. But along those lines, life is balanced out by peaks and valleys. I mean, as cliche as that may sound, all of us, all of our listeners, all of our fans, all of our friends and family throughout the years, life is like that. Sometimes amazing experiences are either preceded by or followed directly by really gnarly events, really heartbreaking things. And we've got to learn, you know, John Piper, this is a paraphrase, but like he talks about how life is kind of always this balance of like, it's good and bad. Like, and especially as Christians, I think we kind of see both of those sides for what they are, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, especially and as we ask God to show us those things.
You can't tell what good is if there isn't bad.
Right.
Right. Like you have to have both sides of that to recognize,
right,
like, hey, this is a lot better than this other thing was.
Yeah.
Like this was really bad.
Right.
This was really good. And you have that perspective to be able to see both.
Yeah.
And that's part of what makes life, life, I think.
Absolutely.
And what it is. But some of the stories you guys probably haven't heard, are the things that have happened to us behind the scenes that involve fraud and scandal. And I mean, money that was stolen, contracts that have been broken, hugely stressful days where, I mean, I remember just being on a street corner going, what are we going to do? I just broke down and cried. Cause I was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like complete despair. Like, I don't even know how we're going to get to the next place we need to get to. Like, this is it. It's the end.
And we've had crazy stories too. I mean, like, fake hospital patient dying and trying to get in our lives. Or do you remember that time we were doing a photo shoot in London while we were making To Know That You're Alive? We were there in London. We got to record at Abbey Road Studios with the London Symphony Orchestra. And we were doing a photo shoot out and about in the town of London, in the major huge city of London. That is incredibly diverse.
London town, though, right?
Jolly old England, right? Well, anyway, do you remember we were right by I can't remember the name of the park. I think St. James Park. And we were laying, it was so emo. We were laying in like a little field of flowers and there was dandelions everywhere and we're all dressed in black and stuff. You remember this? And all of a sudden this random guy comes running up to us and he's excitedly like gesturing and jabbering away in rapid Italian. And we're like, I can't understand this guy. And then his security guards came running up behind him and it was like Secret Service guys. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. This is the Prince of so-and-so. Remember this? We've had the weirdest things happen to us, you know? It's been crazy.
Just random stuff like that. So we have a lot of fun stories I think you guys will enjoy. Just super entertaining. As we were like talking about starting this podcast, we started just like writing down all these stories that came to mind.
Right.
And we were blown away. It was our life. Yeah. And we're like, oh my goodness, I forgot about that story. That is such a good story.
Yeah.
So we are going to cover a lot of those stories that have never been told as far as I know.
Yeah.
Anywhere. We've done a lot of interviews. We've told a few of these stories, but with this platform being able to kind of on the podcast world, you're able to kind of go a little deeper, talk a little longer and really share
more
a lot.
Personal.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And that's kind of what we want this to be is a better look into our lives.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that's important is I hope that what we've learned and gone through can help other people. Also, I think it'll help you understand and get more out of our music because you'll understand where some of this came from, where some of these songs were formed and birthed and why we talked about some of the things we talked about in our songs.
Very cool.
So I think it'll bring some depth to our music too, for those of you that have listened to our music for years of maybe things you never knew and hopefully will allow you to love the songs in a new way or have them be even more meaningful. But also like, there's just some stuff we'd like to cover on this podcast that I don't feel like gets talked about a lot in the Christian sphere and the Christian culture and in the church.
And these are conversations we feel like we're having a lot in our daily lives right now, not only with each other, but in our connections with friends and stuff. There's a shared burden, it seems, among God's people right now. We're all crying out and saying, is this really what following God is like?
Yeah.
You know, I think we want to talk about those things.
Absolutely. And our own struggles in that.
Right.
And we want to be honest and vulnerable in that, which is honestly something that even just a few years ago, I wasn't in a place that I was ready to do that.
Yeah.
And I think through a lot of the work that I've done personally and just through a lot of things we've gone through, I think now at this point in our career, after over two decades, I think it's time to share the things that we haven't shared before.
Yeah.
The tendency in Christian culture is to keep the glossy side, the side that everybody sees.
Right.
You go to church and everybody high fives and is like, hey, how you doing? God bless. We're all doing great. Everything's awesome.
Right.
And it's like Instagram all over again on Sunday morning. And that tends to be the way that we operate with one another and the way that the side that we put out. And very much so in the music industry.
Yeah.
We're like the next level because it's like, hey, check out how grandiose this is.
Our lives in the spotlight, we felt like we had to keep things squeaky clean for forever. And oftentimes,
and grandiose.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
not only clean, bigger but also life. Like grandiose. Yeah.
What are people's perspective of you? Yeah. Because perspective is reality. Yeah. That's kind of the way that the music industry tries to make you play its own game. And really, we're just not willing to play that game anymore. You know?
How many times did you hear that in Nashville? Perspective is reality.
All the time. So John Micah, what else can listeners expect as they tune in to Rock in a Hard Place? What are some of the things we're going to do and talk about? Are we going to have people on? Are we going to have friends?
So we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
We want to have fun. We don't want it all to be heavy and like, oh my goodness, here's what happened to us.
Again, because life is about balance.
Yeah, it's a balance. So we're going to have some really fun stories I think you guys are going to love.
Yes.
Secondly, we have some really great friends that we've met over the years that have done some incredible things.
We have really great friends. No, but we do. And we admire them and love them deeply. And we're so proud of what they've done. And
yeah,
definitely want to include a lot of awesome people on the podcast.
Yeah. And we've just gotten to work with really great people.
Right.
We've gotten to meet a lot of great people and that's exciting and it's fun. And so when we're, you know, some of the people we've met over the years have gone on to do great things after we worked with them. And then, you know, some of the people we got to be part of their careers very early on, mm-hmm. And kind of help them grow into, and then later they went on and did amazing things and you're like, oh my goodness, like that right. is so cool.
Yeah.
And so we do want to have some of those people maybe come back and share their story and how their story fit into and interwove with some of our story as well. And mm-hmm. it's amazing when you have two different perspectives on the same situation,
yep.
From different camps coming from different angles. Like a lot of times that really like opens up a whole new side of perspective and story that you would normally would never realize or see. And
yeah.
it's really fun.
And listeners may find themselves relating to those different perspectives and helping themselves to have clarity in things that they're challenged by in day-to-day life right yeah. now. Cause life feels big and out of control sometimes. And we want to talk about that.
Yeah. So we're going to have some fun guests.
Yeah.
TBD. We're not going to let that out of the bag yet. So you're going to have to listen.
That's right.
Keep listening. But we'll have some great guests, many of which I think you will very possibly already know who they are, for a lot of them.
And we want to bring some people on that you definitely don't know too.
Absolutely.
People behind the scenes who are absolutely influential in our career, just kind of helping us stay sane, you know, helping us have that support system we needed and
yeah.
and really helped guide us. So we
absolutely.
Want to introduce you to some of those people because they're incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, I know you all know that there are people behind every group and every band and every business that are behind the scenes that people don't know their names, but they make the thing go.
Yes.
And that's definitely true with us as well. And so I do hope we have the opportunity to put those people in the driver's seat a little bit, in the limelight, in the spotlight, and be like, hey,
right.
you help make this thing go. Cutlass would not be Cutlass without you, but you're never on stage.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, bringing some of those people to the front will be really fun, yeah. I think, too. And introducing you guys to some people that we've loved for a long time.
Yep.
Will be really neat. And, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really fun.
Me too.
And honestly too, we've had so much fun laughing over the stories from all over the years. Like it's as we relive these things, it usually, and it's probably going to happen on this podcast, it will remind us of more stories.
Yep.
that it just, it's like a rabbit trail. We're really good at rabbit trailing. But usually those rabbit trails will end up in another story that might even be better than the first story we started out with.
Oh yes.
And that's happened a lot as we've just been bantering and talking. So that's going to be a fun journey. And, you know, it would, a lot of these stories were like, that should be in a movie.
Yes.
Like I cannot
sure.
believe
yeah.
that happened. That should be in a movie. So
we want to talk about different eras of Cutlass history mm-hmm. to bring up some of these topics we want to talk about. There's some great stories there, but a lot of those stories will kind of point to topics that we should be talking about daily now, like
yeah.
and the things that we're trying to grow and mature in, the ways that we're trying to mature now. You'll hear stories from the very beginning and, you know, from making records like Strong Tower and Hearts of the Innocent all the way up to now, what we're doing now with
yeah.
the new music, with our 20 EP that just came out to celebrate, the first album coming out 20 years ago. There's some cool stuff coming on.
Yeah. So tune in, stick with us. There's more episodes coming and we're glad you guys are here. Keep listening. And we hope this podcast is something that you enjoy. Hope it encourages you and we'll be around. We'll keep watching, subscribe to the podcast, Rockin' a Hard Place, a Cutlass podcast.
One last thing. I got an
yeah.
idea. Why don't you talk to the listeners about the name of the podcast? Rock in a Hard Place.
Yeah.
Rock in a Hard Place. I totally mess that up. Rock in a Hard Place.
Edit.
No way.
Nope. This is all real deal right here.
Yeah. Talk about
Rock
that.
In a
talk
Hard
about
Place.
The name.
Yeah. So
we went round and round on a bunch of different names.
We tried a lot of names.
Some of them were good. Some of them were silly.
So I'm just going to go ahead and let this little snippet out of the bag.
Okay.
We are so bad at naming things that most of our records are just named after a song on the record. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to come up with another name for the record. Mm-hmm. And our publishing company, we could not come up with a name. So we finally called it Indecisive Music Publishing.
Yes.
Because we're like, so well, if you've so ever indecisive.
Seen that in the liner notes of Cutlass albums, Indecisive Music Publishing, that's us.
Yeah.
And that's because we couldn't think of a better name.
So we just owned it and embraced it. Like, yeah. Indecisive.
So tell us about Rockin' the Hard Place.
So Rockin' the Hard Place, after lots of attempts of other names, we're a rock band, first of all.
Oh.
People are like, really?
Oh, rock. Okay, I get it. All right, next word.
Yeah. And but you're familiar with the phrase Rockin' a Hard Place, yeah. kind of being stuck in between two things. And we feel like our career has been in that space so much, just like the balance we were talking about,
right.
where like, man, there's these great things happening and the shows are awesome. And, you know, we're getting to be a part of some really cool things. But then behind the scenes, there was just some,
I feel like we're stuck
really
sometimes.
Tough things. And yeah. And you're stuck between labels and industry and Christian culture and expectations yeah. and family and just your own identity. And like there's this constant tug of war that is always happening behind the scenes. And so I think for us, Rock in a Hard Place, we were like, gosh, that's like perfect of
yeah.
like description of where we've been in our own struggle, both good and bad,
right.
over the last 20 years.
Right.
So that's kind of where the title of the podcast came from. And I think it's really fitting. And I think you guys will get a really good understanding and glimpse of that as we continue on.
I agree. All right, man.
So, awesome.
I'm excited to jump into this podcast with you.
Let's do it.
It'd be great. Shake your
hand. Episode one.
Episode one.
Coming at you.
Coming next.